time now to hear from you, our listeners. Now, we often hear from you that the news about environmental change can be so depressing, it will be nice from time to time to hear messages of hope. So, on the occasion of the release of Bruce Springsteen's new tribute album to folk singer and activist Pete Seeger, we rebroadcast a profile we produced about the banjo-plucking octogenarian. People wrote in to say Seeger's story of stubborn hope and personal activism on the national or hometown level continues to inspire and instruct. WBEZ Chicago area listener Alan Shesky wrote, "Just wanted to say thank you for starting my day with Pete Seeger this morning. It was a wonderful wake-up call." And Liza Rognes, a listener to KUOW in Seattle, said, "Pete Seeger, my love of history and humanity found its first roots in your songs, played on an old stereo console in Great Falls, Montana during the 1960s. Your voice will always call me home and give me courage." Joe Gold, who hears us on KQED in San Francisco, had this to say, "Pete Seeger stole my heart. Even if I didn't agree with him politically, I'd have to admire the absolute decency of the man and how he lives his beliefs." And his closing line, the bumper sticker for his pessimist friend, will adorn my wall. "There's no hope, but I may be wrong." And finally this from Susan Craze, another San Franciscan. "What a gift your Pete Seeger segment gave me today," she writes. "I have been spiraling into deep despair for our country and our world. But hearing Pete Seeger lifted a dark cloud and filled my heart and soul with hope." Your comments on our program are always welcome. Call our listener line anytime at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is letters@loe.org. Once again, letters@loe.org. And visit our webpage at livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. CDs and transcripts are $15.